What makes you think you have a right to tell me who I will or will not marry?
Know your prospective bridegroom a lot better than you. You were gone much longer, I was coming to save you.
I didn't need saving.
This time, don't be fooled by silk pillows and fancy manners. Crasians come to you with smiles, but there are fangs beneath. Almond jar deer, most of all.
Who are you to speak so familiarly of my holy father?
He is my Ashin Paul. I am Arlen Asu Jeff on Bales on Brook, known to your people as...
Achi!
Kaval turned to Koliv and made a quick gesture across his throat. The watcher reacted instantly, reaching into his black robes and flinging out an arm, sending a spray of sharpened metal triangles flying at Arlen. Leisha feared he would be killed, but Arlen didn't even flinch or step aside. His arm was a blur as he batted the spinning blades away as easily as leaves borne on a gentle breeze. The Drillmaster and Watcher were already moving to attack him from opposite flanks. Both had produced hidden weapons. Koliv, a sickle with a long weighted chain attached, and Kaval, two short staves.
I taught you to fight, Pachi. Do you honestly think yourself the match of true Sharum?
I've come a long way since the last time you and Koliv tried to murder me, Drillmaster. And you had more men then.
Koliv hurled the weighted end of his chain at Arlen from behind. It wrapped around one of Arlen's wrists. But Arlen grabbed it and yanked hard, pulling Koliv off balance. Kaval attempted to use the distraction to launch his own attack, spinning the staves in a blur of motion, but Arlen had grabbed a length of chain in his free hand, pulling it taut to block the first two blows. The third he caught fast in a twisted chain and heel-kicked the Drillmaster onto his back. The Drillmaster rolled to his feet instantly, tossing the remaining staff to his left hand as he pulled a knife with his right.
Stop this madness!
Koliv had managed to keep his feet, detaching the sickle from its chain and using a short punch dagger in his free hand. His attacks were quick and precise, full of feints and reversals, but Arlen blocked them casually. Kaval moved back into the fight, knife leading for Arlen's back. Renna rushed to stop him, but she passed too close to Amanva, and Enkidu moved to intercept her. He grabbed at her, but she was too quick, slipping out of reach, then coming back in fast with a roundhouse kick that connected solidly with his solar plexus. The eunuch never lost control, rolling with a blow and spinning to place himself back to back with her. He caught her trailing braid and pulled it hard over his shoulder. The young woman sprang with the pull to somersault right over the eunuch, placing them face to face again. She punched him in the gut. Enkidu did not release his grip on her braid, yanking her head into his fist. Before she could recover, he stabbed stiffened fingers into a nerve cluster that collapsed her leg. Gritting her teeth, Renna slowly forced herself to her feet. The eunuch's cold eyes widened as she grabbed his arms and forced him back, his spine bending like a bow and his legs quivering with strain. Renna caught one of Enkidu's wrists so thick her hand could not close even halfway and yanked the man toward her, grabbing his belt. She lifted him clear over her head, then hurled him across the room. He smashed through one of the wood-paneled walls. Dazed, he struggled to rise from the wreckage. Meanwhile, the battle between Arlen and Sharum continued to rage. Kaval and Koliv attacked as fiercely as Leisha had ever seen, but Arlen dodged and blocked easily. Calmly, Arlen took the knife from Kaval, slapping the Drillmaster on the side of his head with the flat of the blade, knocking him into Koliv. When the Watcher next came at him, there was a brief tussle that ended with Koliv's own punch dagger stuck in his buttock. Leisha watched as Arlen fought the two Sharum and knew she was looking at two of the killers. Had Amon been one as well? Probably, if Amon's warning had been true.
If you know the son of Jeff, if you can get word to him, tell him to run to the end of the world and beyond, because that is how far Jadir will go to kill him. There can be only one deliverer.
Stop this at once!
Holy daughter. There is much about this one you do not know. He is a blood traitor, laying false claim to the title of Shardamakar. Honor demands his death.
The Drillmaster speaks true, holy daughter.
Tell me, Sharum, if Evaram exists, how will he punish your lies?
So you do not claim to be the deliverer?
The deliverer is all of us. Everyone who stands in the night instead of hiding behind their wards. Or underground.
My people no longer do that, Parchin.
Nor do mine. All of us work to deliver humanity from the Alagai.
Holy daughter, do not listen to this lying Chin. Justice and your father's safety demand that we kill him now.
As if you could. We have a blood debt, true, but it is you who owe. I could have collected today, but I only kill Alagai.
Why is this man such a threat? From his own lips, he makes no claim on my father's title.
He diminishes it with his words, leeching your father's honor with his heathen talk while he bides his cowardly time, waiting for the moment to strike.
It is you who attacked first, Drillmaster. My father used to speak often of the Parchin, and never as anything except a man of honor.
His honor was lost when he betrayed your father in the maze.
Shall we speak of the maze, Caval? Shall I tell all gathered what happened that night and let them judge who lost their honor?
Well, Drillmaster, what have you to say?
It is not a matter we may speak of. We have sworn an oath of silence to the Shardamikar. You must trust my judgment on this.
Must? Dal Sharum, do you presume to tell a bride of Everam what she must or must not do? Please, Parchin, enlighten us about the night of which you speak.
You want to know? Ask the spears of the Deliverer. Ask your father. And if they won't tell you, perhaps you ought to wonder why.